Sobras Radio. Time now to introduce you to my star guest, who is stealing hearts with her new show that is airing on Star Plus at 8 o'clock in the UK, all right? And 10 o'clock in India, by the way, because I know there are fans that are tuned in India. So 10 o'clock in India and 8 o'clock in the UK on Star Plus. It is none other than the star herself. Do you know what? Seasoned actor. She's made a comeback after so many years. It is the lovely Rupali Ganguly from the show Anupama. So, Rupali, hello going out to you.
Hello, Raj. Hello, hello, hello to everybody there.
Hello, hello, hello to you as well. I mean, you're on the sets at the moment, aren't you? I mean, how does it feel to be shooting for this for the new show, Anupama?
It feels fantastic. It is such a good script that I was compelled to leave my home, my husband, my child, and come back to the set. But it feels like I never went away. I totally belong here.
Do you know, Rupali, I was looking at this, I was like, Barbara, it's been some time since we saw you in a full-fledged lead role, like we're seeing in you in Anupama. So what was it about the script of Anupama that made you said yes to it?
Raj, honestly, I have been I don't know if I can use the word dedicated, but yes, I've been a complete homemaker for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are so many responsibilities that come with it. But when I heard the script and when Mr. Rajan Shahi asked me to kind of send an audition, I was in Indore. Yeah. To keep the actor in me alive, I was doing a show, a play called Fateh Bhul Gaye with Mr. Rakesh Bedi. Uh-huh. So we were in Indore and they were after me, send us an audition. And I sent them an audition at 2 o'clock in the night. The minute I landed back in Bombay, they wanted to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
And Rajan Shahi is the man who kind of launched my television career.
Yeah.
So my first show, Dil Hai Ki Maata Nahi, he was my director.
Uh-huh.
And then what better than this show and with the person who started my television innings to come back with. But yeah. Also there was a lot of, you know, I was very skeptical whether I'll be able to pull this off. It's a daily soap, requires a lot of time, effort, dedication, but the most important thing is time. So I went and spoke to my husband, Ashwin Verma, and he said, you know, you've never got your due as an actor.
Yeah.
Probably I've done a variety of roles. I've done some phenomenally, you know, well-appreciated shows. But he said, you've never got your due as an actor, and this is your godsend opportunity to come back.
So, Rupali, I mean, making a comeback after so many years, and secondly, making a comeback after the whole lockdown. I mean, it must feel kind of double weird, the fact that, you know, these two things are happening at the same kind of time. So, I mean, how has it been for you? I mean, after the lockdown, I mean, how are you feeling?
After the lockdown, I was again, when I started shooting before the lockdown, we shot for about 18-19 days for Anupama. Before we went into lockdown, hence the launch, which was supposed to be on the 16th March, was pushed forward.
Yeah.
And we did not expect to come back so soon after the lockdown ended. We were thinking somewhere in August. But suddenly the date was given July 13th and, you know, we had to be on air. So we started a week before the show aired.
Uh-huh.
We restarted shooting again. So it kind of feels, the first day I was so scared because we've not been without a mask. You've not been around people.
Yeah.
You've not been, you know, India was in a lockdown, means we were in total lockdown. We did not meet even, I didn't even meet my mom. She stays like a little farther away from my house. I did not even go to meet her. They were not allowed to come to my building. We still have restrictions about strangers or, you know, friends coming into the building or even the housewives coming into the building. So it was very weird to come onto the set and, you know, see so many people around, take off your mask.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, have immense faith in your producer, in the crew, in your co-actors,
mm-hmm.
that they have taken good care of themselves.
So what about when you're going home? Because that's another thing, because obviously you've got a child. So how has that been for you? Because
I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law too.
So it is
very scary, yes. The minute I go home, I kind of, by the time we've had a bath, it takes about an hour because you wash your hair every day.
Mm.
And after that, then I wear a mask at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I quarantine myself in a room.
Oh.
And then I leave the next day morning for the shoot again because I'm here every day.
That is very
weird. So I leave again in the morning and my room is sanitized completely.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I touch is sanitized completely.
Mm-hmm.
Just making sure, not that, you know, I'm going to probably, God forbid, I hope there is no infection on the set.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, just making sure it's always better to be safe than sorry. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
I haven't
seen my child. I haven't hugged my child. Oh. And it's never happened. I sleep with him. From the time he's born, I sleep with him. And it sounds weird probably to people there because, you know, kids usually sleep in a crib or their own room and all. But, yeah, I'm one of those Indian old-fashioned parents and I sleep with my child.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, Rupali. Rupali, I know you're in the middle of shooting for Anupama, so I'm not going to keep you too long. I do want to ask you, though, because the response in the UK, I mean, it was quite instant. You know, it's doing really well. And it was number one on Thursday, I believe, last week. So it's doing well. The India ratings are yet to come out later on this week. I mean, what would you like to say to the amount of love that you've been getting with Anupama?
Two. The show started with we have this board and Rajan sir totally believes in saying two nazar na lage. So ye board hai hamare yahan par. The show started with that. If you see the first frame, the opening of the show starts with two. So I'd really like to say that I'm overwhelmed with how, with all the love that we've been getting. It's incredible, the word of mouth publicity for the show. You know, when you take up a show, you know, okay, the script is very good. Then you have to completely surrender. Mm-hmm. Surrender to the writer, to the maker, to the director.
Yeah.
Because an actor only sees what's her part or his part and only see, like, you know, his periphery of performance and all.
Yeah.
But a director sees the scene on its whole and the series and the episodes on its whole. So total credit to the director. We have a phenomenal director called Romesh Kalra directing us.
Yeah.
And, you know, he takes care of the smallest nuances, which is why the character, every character becomes so endearing.
Yeah.
And the love, oh my God. I can't tell you, it's like suddenly from Monisha, I've gone on to become Anupama.
Oh.
And it feels good. It feels good. I was so worried whether I'll be able to break the stereotype. And coming back after so many years, personally speaking, Raj, you don't have a 24-inch waist anymore. You are not the same Rupali anymore. You know, I probably don't look the same anymore. 7 years, older skin, no Botox. So, yeah,
You're looking good. Whatever you're doing, anyway, Rupali. So, no complaints there. You mentioned stereotypes. Let's talk about stereotypes of another kind. Now, there's fans' questions that have been coming in. There's one I wanted to address, and that's from Faiz, who wants to know what's your thoughts on a woman belonging in the kitchen, doing the stereotypical kind of work that girls should be in the kitchen, knowing how to cook, etc., etc. What's your thoughts on that kind of backward kind of thinking, as some people have put it?
I don't think that's backward thinking at all. I'll tell you honestly, it's 7 years. I used to do 4 shows in the lead at one point of time. There was Sarabhai, there was Sanjeevi, there was Kahani Kardati, and there was Zindagi Teri Meri Kahani. So these 4 shows were on together. I was jumping from one set to another. I wouldn't go home for 4 days because there was no time. That was hectic. But after becoming a mother, it becomes even more hectic.
Yeah.
You know, I probably had it easy then. Then I had it when my child was born and small, and you kind of picking up the strings again.
Uh-huh.
So I had a very immensely helping husband. He's an American, so you know how generally they are self-sufficient and independent people there.
Yep.
So I'm blessed to have him in my life. He's the one who pushed me to take up this show. But I don't think it's stereotypical at all. Everybody loves to be in the kitchen. My husband today cooks the best food compared to anybody I've ever known to cook. But depicting, this is, honestly, the show is more about sentiment.
Yeah.
It's about our mothers. And though I wouldn't be probably stepping into the kitchen every day, I have days when my husband takes over the kitchen or he'll do things in the house.
Yeah.
But with my mom, I've always seen her in the kitchen and being, it's not like she did it because she had to do it, or she was upset doing it, or she was a duty doing it. She loved doing it. I think all her mothers, they loved feeding us. They loved feeding everybody who came home.
And during the lockdown, everyone's been spending time in the kitchen anyway. Everyone's been putting all sorts of recipes and whatever dishes they've been making.
Everybody's turned into a master chef.
Exactly. Rupali, I do want to ask you, I mean, you mentioned, of course, playing a mother in the show. You're, of course, a mother in real life as well. I mean, is that the kind of aspect of Anupama that you can relate to? I mean, what are the things, the characteristics of Anupama you can relate to?
Oh, Raj, every time I read the script, I have tears in my eyes. There's this one scene in an episode or a couple of scenes in an episode that touch me completely. The emotion I relate to the most is the sentiment of a mother. And Anupama is happy. She is happy in her space. It's not that she does it out of duty, but she does everything for everybody out of love. That sure purity of that emotion called love. And that is something I totally relate to. I mean, today, nothing in this world matters to me more than my child. For everybody, I guess. Yeah, parents always come first. They are the most respected. I love my parents. But today, I kind of relate to the way when Paki speaks to Anupama in that way, I probably relate to the way I probably must have spoken to my mother sometime or the other.
Yeah,
or we probably must have. Like, supposing that I call you up or, you know, your boss calls you up or somebody, a friend calls you up, you'll probably pick up the phone. Hi, what's up, buddy? I'm a little busy. And, you know, let me just call you back nicely.
Yeah.
But when your mom calls you, Mama, I'm busy, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
It becomes a little... It's not that you don't love your mother.
Yeah.
It's not that you love her any less. You probably love her the most in the world. But she's the most taken for granted person in your life.
Yeah, that complacency kind of kicks in, doesn't it? I mean,
yes.
I think we take things for granted like that. Rupali, there's a question also from Kiran, who's a big fan of yours and the show. She said, your bonding in the show is shown with Summer at the moment. But what about with Boris? What's happening with that side?
With Summer?
Yeah, because your bonding with the Summer has been shown. But what about with Boris?
Oh, we are bonding so well. We're bonding so well because he's my Instagram guru. He's my social media guru. I really like this child. Paras is such a well-behaved and such a nice boy. I hope he never changes.
Oh.
And he's such a hard-working actor. It's like he's constantly so eager to learn. He's so eager to, like, you know, he picks up very fast. So initially, that was one thing that kind of, you know, was endearing in him because I didn't know him. And I said, achacha, ye toh har cheez mein he wants to learn. That quality that the day an actor decides that, you know, I know it all. I think that's the end of an actor. But this guy is so eager to learn. And he's so sweet. Like, if he's not there, one day I miss him. And we talk on the phone. Are yaar, when are you coming? So, and then he'll kind of update all my Instagram posts updated by him.
So, all right, okay.
He's my social media manager now.
Very good. I like that. Rupali, okay, before you go, can I just ask you, for anyone who hasn't seen Anupama, what would you like to say to them? And what are you filming at the moment? So first of all, tell us, you know, for anyone who's not seen the show, why they should watch the show. And secondly, what are you filming on set today?
Okay, Anupama, I think everybody should watch it because it will connect you more to your mother. If somewhere down the line you have ever taken your mom for granted, you'll realize the value of the woman in your life, be it your mom, be it your sister, be it your you know, grandmother, be it your wife. It's a show about all the special women in your life. So I think everybody should watch it because this is, we are not going overboard. We are not showing ostentatious stuff. We are not showing opulence or those huge sets or those over-the-top dressing or those makeup and jewelry. All that is not there in Anupama. Anupama is a very, very, very simple story, very honestly told, and very, I hope, it comes across and touches your heart, because anything said with honesty, anything said with simplicity always touches your heart.
Indeed.
So it is, when you watch Anupama, it's going to be like, oh, I know this family.
Mm.
Oh, I know this person. Oh, I know this character. So that connect is going to be there for everybody. Hence, everybody needs to watch this show and appreciate the special people in your life.
But, you know, that's exactly what I felt when I saw the promo, the first promo when it went on. I thought this is quite relatable. It's something that I know that a lot of families can kind of, you know, feel themselves in that kind of situation. So I think you're definitely coming across like that with the show.
There are a lot of times when people say things like, okay, after my child's birth, I was a hefty 85 kilos. So when I stepped out one day with the pram in my hand and I went to the garden taking my child for a walk, a lady, and it's, you know, usually women are supposed to be empathic towards each other. This lady walked up to me and she's saying, tu wo Monisha hai na? So I said, ha ha ha. And it feels good that somebody remembers you as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of, you know, she's saying, arre, tu to kitni moti ho gayi. Arre, tab to kitni patli thi.
Oh, dear.
So it's like a you know, it kind of totally destroys you.
Yes, it does.
So we women have a lot of images that we have in our head. Mm. We want to be thin. We want to look like this. We want, we want to walk in high heels. We want to look great in every kind of clothes. But hello, let's look at ourselves within. No, that is what Anupama is all about. Eventually, it's about finding happiness. You won't find it in high heels. You won't find it in a 24-inch waist. You have to find happiness with what you have.
Oh. I love the real talk, Rupali. Rupali, so I was asking you, what are you filming today on set? I mean, is there anything that you can tell us about where the story is going? Give us a bit of a hint as to what viewers can expect.
I am not going to give you any hint. But there is a fun fair coming up, so do watch it. Fun Fair was shot half before lockdown and half after lockdown.
Okay.
But now I haven't seen the episode, so I really don't know what exactly what is happening with that. But now Anupama is taking up a job and she's kind of trying to rediscover, her confidence.
Right, okay. That's enough for us. Thank you so much, Rupali. All I
want
to say,
you,
it has been such a pleasure talking to you. And it's the first time I've spoken to you.
I have to say a huge thank you to you and all the people who have liked Anupama and are watching it. Please continue watching. It is a very sweet show, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, when we got someone as sweet as you, Rupali, then I'm sure it is going to be a very sweet show. But I just want to say thank you very much. And can I also ask you just to give a few words to all your fans that are listening at the moment?
I'd really like to request them, the amount of love that they've given me as Manisha Sarabhai. Please, please, please give me as much love as Anupama. This show means a lot to me. For me to come back and have confidence in myself, to face the camera again after 7 years, it kind of took a lot. It honestly took a lot. I was scared. I felt like a newcomer. I felt like I've never been here before. But now after so many days, I feel like, okay, I still don't see the TV. I still don't see the mirror because I still can't, that's me. Okay. So I leave it to my director. I leave it to Rajesh Shahi. If they have cast me, they've probably seen something that I don't see myself as yet. But yes, thank you so much to everyone out there who's given me so much of love, so much of appreciation that it kind of totally boosts my morale and my confidence.
Yeah.
Thank you so much and love you all so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, of course Rajan Shah is a legend. Just in case he's listening, we have to add that because him there's so many top shows are running on Star Plus because of him. So well done to him and to you as well on Anupama. Rupali, I'll catch you soon. Look after yourself and stay safe. All right.
God bless you. Take care. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. That's the lovely Rupali Ganguly, the star of Anupama on Star Plus. You can check it out at 8 p.m. tonight in the UK. If you're listening in India, then it's at 10 p.m. I'll be back after this.